So with all that said, are any announcements good for the cause this morning? Hallelujah.
January the 20th, which is the third Saturday, Bethel is hosting the Walk to Emmaus gathering over in the fellowship hall. If you want to attend as visitors, you're more than welcome to come to the fellowship. And communion.
And communion, yep.
And singing.
And the other night, all that travel.
January is the 20th, right? And it starts at 5.
What is the group?
Called Walk to Emmaus. It's a Christian fellowship retreat that we've been involved in for a long time, and it's all around our community. People that's been on that weekend once a month come together. Is it once a month? No, yeah. Once a month, come together and meet at a different church, and they fellowship, they eat, we sing, we worship God, and just enjoy each other's company. And we move it around from church to church, as it so happened this time. It's our turn. But I got a big announcement, but I'm going to let Travis explain to you the big announcement, because I'm excited this year. You're going to learn a lot of new songs, Travis.
Yes, so I've been praying about it, and I've been told Pastor and a few others that we're going to start doing, adding some newer contemporary songs, maybe not the latest stuff, but some of the newer contemporary songs. And don't take this the wrong way, but it's not for you. It's for the person that's not sitting next to you yet.
Amen.
The people that will be coming, that hopefully younger people, a younger generation might fill in the seats around us, and they will be looking for some of that type of music. So we want to start doing it in faith that God's going to send people to that.
Yeah.
How far are we thinking of you?
And yeah, but it is for you too, because you may enjoy it. You may enjoy it. I don't know. But I will do my best to teach you this morning. I'll be teaching you a song that I taught you before, and I'll be teaching a song that we'll all be learning because I accidentally picked it today. So it's going to be interesting. Kind of fun.
He accidentally picked it today and then realized he didn't know. So he's going to learn it.
I'm going to learn this morning. But we'll be, it won't be like every service.
So maybe I have to change my message to God bless Bethel again.
Huh? Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because I noticed it before we went on our anniversary trip and all that, that you could see Bethel Church Road from way down yonder, and I couldn't figure out which house it was. It's this white one down here, and you can see it clearly if you're driving from that direction coming out here. And I think, where'd that white house come from? And then we turned the corner, and so things are changing in the 32344 zip code. Tina told me they're starting a new housing development by
off the Horsemen's Association Road up here. They're putting another 50 houses in there.
Wow.
So we need to get prepared for the influx of new people, and that's why he's teaching new songs. We need them. We need you. Don't run away. We need you. You can't leave. You got to stay here for the harvest. Hallelujah. Anybody else this morning? All right. Well, stand with me as we sing our opening hymn. You do know this one, Everlasting God. I think we sang this one before. Huh?
Are we having dinner next week?
Oh,
yes.
Are we? Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
I'm moving that.
Second Sunday of the month, we eat, right, Don? We eat. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Travis, what about birthdays and anniversaries?
You want to do a birthday song too?